Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, how are things in the vaccination?
The vaccination. Well, things are definitely better in the vaccination than they are in the UK or America right now. Did I go there? Yes, I did. But let's get back to the vaccination because that's far more interesting.
Yes, let's do that.
And factual.
Where are we starting today? We're starting with the fact that Iran is up to no good, apparently enriching more uranium again.
Yes, so we have this on record from the IAEA, that's the UN Nuclear Watchdog, and they've issued a report to their member states that Iran has started enriching uranium with a third set of IR2M centrifuges, and this is at their underground plant in Natanz. And, you know, this really, really flies in the face of the treaty, the 2015 treaty, the one that everybody's wondering if the Biden administration is going to go back to. It looks like that could be quite possible. Iran have said that they will not sit down with the Americans. Israel has said absolutely no way will we allow for a nuclear Iran. The European Union states are quite keen to go back to that nuclear deal. But it's very, very evident that the UN and the IAEA have very little control over Iran and what Iran is doing, and that they are prepared to be compliant with anything.
That is interesting. And what's also interesting is an article I came across this morning, Rolene, talking about the fact that as Iran does this and as the U.S. appears to be appeasing Iran, so it's going to push Saudi Arabia more and more into the Israeli camp.
Well, this was and something quite extraordinary happened. We saw today a brief that just a quick headline that flitted across my screen, that mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia had acknowledged Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which is quite fascinating, if I'm being very, very honest.
It's more than just fascinating. It's a quantum shift, and I didn't necessarily see the part about Jerusalem being the capital. What I did see is that they were telling Muslims that they needed to pray towards Medina and Mecca, and they underplayed the importance of Jerusalem, which, of course, is a massively important strategic move on their part.
Well, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's almost imperceptible to some, but very, very huge for us. So, I think we are seeing shifting sand. I almost said sanding shifts. But this is Israel, and I do read things back to front.
Back to front. Exactly.
And no, I haven't had whiskey or wine.
Okay.
I think that once the dust settles on the Biden administration, that maybe we will see Saudi Arabia join the growing circle of peace.
Let's talk about attempted terror attacks. When did these happen?
These actually happened during the course of yesterday. There were two attacks, one on an Israeli civilian and one on an Israeli soldier. They were both thwarted. Also, that came up this morning was the IDF have shot at two Palestinians who were throwing firebombs towards Israeli cars. And one is lightly injured, the other one a little bit more seriously. But we are seeing also this is starting to ramp up a little bit.
Rolene, in a similar vein, an article that I'd hoped to address this afternoon, I just haven't got there yet. I think this was yesterday or the day before, three Gazan fishermen killed in a suspected Hamas rocket misfire. Are Hamas busy lobbing rockets into the sea, testing their capabilities and killing their own people in the process?
Well, basically, the short answer or the long answer?
We've got time. Give me the long answer.
Yes.
Okay.
So Hamas fire rockets towards the sea. This is their testing capability. And it's also as a show of military might. I don't know exactly what military might they're trying to show, but this is what they do. And unfortunately, there were these fishermen in the Mediterranean Sea, in the fishing waters, and they sustained the direct hit that tragically killed them. Quite a thing last week to see the IDF come out quickly. We're not responsible for the killing of three fishermen. And I also thought, you know, what's up? What is the story behind that? But it turns out that Hamas are responsible for that. And we know from their history, from the way that they operate, that they're not really very cognizant or concerned about civilian casualties, hoping to rack up international sympathy with the optics.
Let's move on to COVID. It's kind of remarkable speaking to you about this subject because it seems to have turned. There seems to be a glimmer of optimism when we talk about the situation now, as opposed to the ongoing sort of endlessness of...
Well, I've just had some breaking news. Israeli Prime Minister has confirmed to R24 News, he's on air at the moment, that the Russians are searching for the body remains of Eli Cohen, the spy that was executed in Syria in the 1960s. So that is also quite a statement coming in, and you have it fresh off the news press.
Yeah, that would be fascinating as to why they're looking for it now, the Russians, and in Syria of all places. But, let's talk.
So we know he's in Syria. We know that his remains are somewhere in Syria. We just don't know where.
Let's talk COVID updates in Israel.
Let's talk COVID updates because, as you just said, some optimistic things happening. First of all, we are now going back to discussing and possibly implementing vaccination diplomacy or vaccine diplomacy. This is the giving or the distributing of vaccines to friendly countries, countries that we have very, very strong relations with. One of them actually up for grabs or mentioned was Czech Republic as well as the Ukraine. And we also have the leaders of Hungary and Czech Republic who are in the country at the moment to learn from our rollout strategy and our exit strategy. And this follows the leaders from Austria and Denmark who were in the country last week to come in and to learn from us, to see how the green passport works, and then to enter into an agreement that any kind of vaccine production, they'll come into partnership with Israel. What is very important about the story is that they are breaking with the EU. Not so much Czech Republic and Hungary, you know, they're not so entrenched or not as entrenched as Austria and Denmark are, but it's very, very interesting to see European states kind of breaking with the unity of the European Union.
Yeah, no, that's massive. And then this really interesting take by Hadassah about staff who are not being vaccinated.
Well, this is quite interesting. Last week, the health ministry said that any healthcare workers who haven't been vaccinated mustn't work in any wards where people have serious illnesses. Now, Hadassah took that further, and they said that they won't allow non-vaccinated healthcare workers near patients at all. They kind of relegated to pushing papers around and filing and that kind of thing, doing reports, but not to seeing patients. And yesterday they made the announcement that they will furlough any healthcare workers who haven't been vaccinated. And still under discussion is whether or not companies should allow people back into the offices or to come back to work who haven't been vaccinated.
That's really interesting. So I would imagine there's still a significant portion of the population who doesn't want to be vaccinated. If, in fact, they start with the children, which they're talking about doing, or teenagers, I should rather say, do you think there's a chance of them reaching herd immunity despite those who don't want to be vaccinated?
Well, we have quite a strong statement from the PM yesterday saying that he thinks that by next month we'll have all adults in Israel vaccinated. So I think we hopefully heading towards herd immunity relatively quickly. we do seem to be the country that's coming out of the lockdowns. We're still leading in the vaccination rollout. Also an announcement from El Al that they are going to trial test the rapid coronavirus testing before anybody boards a flight. So, you know, all these very, very positive moves are being made to try and open up the airspace, get travel, get tourism happening once again.
And yet you're still not dispensing with a mask requirement, by all accounts.
Well, the health ministry, or the coronavirus, I hate the word czar. I'm not going to use the word king because, you know, there's so many people are so sensitive around royalty right now, even though I'm a royalist. The coronavirus Macher, let's call him that because we're a Jewish radio station.
Yeah, we like that.
Mm-hmm. He said that, you know, we're getting close to where you don't really need to wear a mask outdoors. However, it's recommended that people still do. But I've noticed that people now are starting to walk with masks in hand, not necessarily on. And, you know, should they be told to put them on, they'll put them on. But, you know, they're having them with them just at the moment.